Thank you so much. I see Big John Hall in the audience today, and I know he attends this church. And I know he just had a little bit of surgery on his knees, and I'm not going to have him come up here or run up on the stairs. Maybe I should. But I believe that he's going to receive his complete healing this morning, too. And I want Cheryl, do me a favor. Come here, please. I want you to sing the first verse to this, Shackled By, and then I want you to give it to Big John Hall while he's sitting there. And he can sing the chorus or whatever. Come on, let's let the Spirit of God just move right now with this song. Come on. Here we go.
Shackled by a heavy burden. And
this blessed Savior, since he cleansed and made me whole, I will never cease to praise him.
Come on, worship him right now.
I'll shout eternity roll.
Everyone sing it, please.
He touched me.
Come on, stand up and sing it.
He touched me. And all the joy that fills my soul. Something happened, and now I know. He touched me.
Worship him right now. Let's just sing that wonderful chorus. If I close my eyes, I could hear it in this right auditorium in California. Miss Coleman would sing this and go, Alleluia. Come on, worship him, please. Take that top line, please, like the angel would sing. Oh, praise God. The very presence of God is here. Once again, just worship him right now. Moving in the Spirit of God. Amen.
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 we're singing right now, just look into the face of Jesus. It's Jesus that heals. It's not man. Receive your healing right now in the name of Jesus. Come on, worship him. It's like the very angels in heaven are singing right now. Hallelujah. Sing, Lord, I love you. Lord, do you love him this morning? Oh, he wants your love so much. Do you love him? There's someone here this morning that's been grieving over a death just recently in your family. I don't know who that person is, but God wants to give you the joy of the Lord in your life right now. Please receive that joy. Joy is unspeakable and full of glory. One of the worst things is fear, and we've been talking about that this morning. I rebuke the spirit of fear in your life. Hallelujah. Come on, once again. There's an anointing here that's so powerful. Pastor, I don't know what it is, but there's something that's in your staff, in your group here that work at the church. There's someone that really needs a healing. And I pray right now that person, whoever that person may be, to receive it right now. He'll have dedicated their life to ministry. I don't know who it is, but I feel it in my spirit. Come here, Pastor. You got such a man of God here, I'm telling you. Come on, just worship him right now. Worship him. Don't see Pastor and me. See Jesus right now. Hallelujah. Praise God. Cheryl, did you want to share something real quick?
Yes, Dino. Just a few minutes after we sat down, the Lord began to bring our friend Carolyn, who is on her deathbed but is believing God to heal her from cancer. And the Lord said to share this with you and for anyone who has a diagnosis of cancer in your body. Come forward. We want to lay hands on you. Want to minister to you. And you know, the word diagnosis begins with die. But we don't have to believe what the doctor says. Amen. We can believe what God's word says, that yes, by his stripes,
that's right,
we
Cheryl,
are healed. And if you have an affliction, if you have any kind of illness that you want to be prayed over,
step out
and come down right now in Jesus' name.
Cancer, yes. Whatever that is, come on right now. The presence of God is so powerful this place.
We have a lady here, Brother Dino,
yes,
that has a diagnosis,
Pastor,
of cancer.
These
we want to lay hands on these
people.
These
are your sheep.
Father,
we pray for healing right now.
And those that come to pray for others, come down, please, and join us. And get prepared here
in the name of Jesus,
for healing. Those of you in the congregation, begin to prepare yourselves to see, to hear, and to stand in faith for healing.
That's the power of God right now that's upon this lady. I pray every bit of cancer
be
gone in the name of Jesus.
Gone
in the name of Jesus.
Cancer.
Come on, there's a healing for cancer right now, wherever you are. Come on, go to the doctors and let's find out what's going on. I believe it's done. It's done. It's burnt out by the power of God. Supernatural power of God is here. Hallelujah. Who else has got cancer right here? Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you believe that God can heal you? You know he can. Okay. That's all it takes, that simple faith to receive your healing right now. Put your hands up right now. Just surrender this whole thing to him right now, whether it's cancer, whatever, financial needs. I don't know if there's a financial problem here, but I pray that healing will take place in all those areas right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, supernatural power, come upon
of this man
power
right now
of God.
In the name of the Lord.
That's it, right there, from the top of your head,
lady,
the bottom.
In Jesus' name.
There it is. That's
and
it. That's it.
You, Lord. Jesus, right
that's it,
now,
right there,
in the name
of Jesus.
Jesus, whatever the need be.
Cancer, go. Oh, Lord God, pray healing right now. That's it. Just worship him. Just worship him. Thank him for the healing. That's all you've got to do right now. Just thank him for the healing.
The Lord Jesus Christ wants you to know that whoever needs something from him right now, I don't mean tomorrow morning, I mean right now, that he's here. He's here to... This is the proclamation from the throne room right now. The great physician is here. The great physician is here. And all you have to do is make a, is just reach up and make a draw on him, like the woman with the issue of blood. She just made a draw on him, and that healing virtue of Jesus Christ is being poured out. It's being poured out. You can come down if you want, but you can receive it right where you are. Listen, Jesus, wherever you are, that's where Jesus is. Jesus is here right now. Jesus is, do you understand? Jesus is here right now. He's not a respecter of persons. Yours, what you need, he has. Just reach out to him. You just close your eyes, okay? Because I don't want you to see any person except Jesus. The great physician is here. He's here right now. Don't let this chance pass you by. Reach out and touch him. Close your eyes. Look at Jesus. Reach out and touch him and watch the same healing virtue that healed the woman with the issue of blood flow into you and heal you. This is the same. Jesus is the same yesterday and today and forever. That same healing virtue is here for you now. Now, just reach out and pull it into you. Receive it from him. If somebody was passing out $100 bills, I mean, you'd grab one, wouldn't you? Okay, he is something better than $100 bills. He's passing out whatever it is that you need. Just reach out and receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Did somebody give you a Christmas gift and you just received it? You said thank you and you received it? He's passing out gifts. Saints, don't let the moment pass you by. Don't let the moment pass you by. Just close your eyes. Look at Jesus. He's the only one that can give you what you need today. No, maybe nobody's called out what... Maybe you don't have cancer. Maybe you don't have arthritis, the things that were called out. That's irrelevant to Jesus. He is the great physician. And whatever it is that's wrong, he can solve it so easily. Do you need complete organ systems repaired or replaced? Complete organ systems? He's here to do that. That's no problem for him. That's a no-brainer for Jesus. It's easy for him. Whatever it is, you need new legs, you need new arms, you need whatever it is, new eyes. Do you need? That's no problem for Jesus. It's easy for him. Just reach out and receive it. Just receive it. Say it out loud, would you? I receive, Lord Jesus. I receive your gift, Lord Jesus. I receive it from you, Lord Jesus. Keep telling him, I receive it from your hand, Lord. I'm not praying and asking for it. I'm receiving it. I don't need to ask anymore. I receive it now from your hand. Oh, my. The Spirit of God is moving around. He's just passing out. When you're, lift up your hands and say, I receive it, Lord. He's passing through and he's handing out what you're receiving. Whatever you're lifting up your hands wanting to receive, he's passing it out and you're receiving it now. In the name of Jesus, receive your healing. Receive it. You stupid cancer, you be gone in Jesus' name from this place. From every person here, you be gone in the name of Jesus. We thank you for it, Lord, that you've given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm you. Nothing shall by any means harm you. Nothing shall by any means harm you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for passing out exactly what people need right now. We thank you. Your arm is not short. You see into the heart of that individual. You see the longing in their heart. You see that, Lord. Thank you for passing out what they need in their heart. Maybe it's not a physical need, but you have other needs. It doesn't matter what your needs are. It doesn't matter what your needs are. He's the one that has the answer. He's the one that's passing. I'm telling you, he's here now. He's passing out whatever it is that you need. Just download it. You download stuff on your computer. Just download it from Jesus. He's here. His spirit is here. His power is here. Receive from his hand. Receive from his heart. Receive from his hand. Receive. 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 Receive is the key word. Receive. You don't have to ask him. You don't have to beg him. He's trying to get you to take the gift. He's trying to get you to take the gift. He just says, receive. Receive. It's so easy to receive a Christmas present. This is so easy. Just say, Lord, I receive it from you. I receive it from your hand. I receive it and I thank you for it. Did you say thank you to someone that gave you a Christmas gift? Say thank you to the Lord right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for healing my whatever. Fill in the blank here. This is a fill in your blank time. Thank you, Lord, for healing my broken heart. Thank you, Lord, for healing. Lord, whatever you need, thank him for it, that you've received it. If you've received it, then you should be thanking him now. You should be thanking him now. You should be thanking him now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. If somebody has received something remarkable from the Lord now, and I know you have. I know some of you are shy, and that's okay. But if somebody has a remarkable testimony of something that you've just received from the Lord, why don't you come up here and share it with the rest of us so we can rejoice with you? If somebody's received something that's meaningful to you that you care to share, just come up here and tell us about it. Come on. Don't be so shy. Oh, listen, I know you've received. I know you're hiding. You're hiding because you're shy. I know you've received. I know you have.
God, yesterday morning, soul winning. Yesterday at soul winning, I led a guy to heal his hand. He couldn't wiggle his fingers at one bit. Then after I prayed it, I prayed for God to heal his hand. And after he prayed, he received the healing that he got. And the man wiggled his fingers like, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Come on, let's rejoice now.
Glory be to the good Lord. I have been having a big problem with my left shoulder. I was supposed to see a specialist this week for surgery. But praise the Lord, I felt the heat come into my feet and rise above my knee up into my shoulder just a few minutes ago.
That's all I can do is just praise
the Lord. Just praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Come on, let's rejoice with those who rejoice.
Hallelujah.
Okay, now we have someone here that, I'm telling you, that this is faith. This is stepping out. This is like stepping out by faith and saying, I'm receiving the healing right now. Is it a friend that's going to be, is in the hospital or she's going?
No, tomorrow she goes in so the surgeons can decide what they're going to do about some breast cancer. But I know that God has healed her. Tomorrow, they're not going to find it.
There you go.
It's that's gonna it. Be gone. Whose report do we believe?
Come on, give the Lord a praise offering, please. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, some of you are still standing. You're still out there. You don't know what to expect, what's going on. I'm telling you, step out by faith.
and come here and receive your miracle. Now, I just feel right now there are people that are having financial problems. Financially, you're looking for a job. You can't find a job, and you've been going all over the place. But I'm telling you right now, God can meet your need. And tomorrow we're going to believe. Now, tomorrow's a holiday. I don't know. But whenever it is, you go out there, and you're going to make that connection that God wants you to make in your job, and you're going to be blessed financially. So where are my financial people that need help? Come on, raise your hands. Let's pray this right now. Pastor, would you pray for these people right here? Pray for those that need financial healing. They're just everywhere. A general prayer for the people. Raise your hand if you
need financial. I want to just join our hearts together now in faith, believe. Father, in the name of Jesus, this church believes that it's the will of God for us to prosper and be in health even as our soul prospers. Father, we speak a word. We speak your word. It's your will. It's your will. We call prosperity. We say money cometh, job cometh, favor cometh. In the name of Jesus, breakthrough in the realm of finance, it's yours. Amen. But you've got to hook your faith up to it now. Connect your faith right now. Now just lift your hand and say, I receive it. I believe it. Plug in. Plug in right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. There we go. Praise God. Amen. Hey, just keep praising the Lord out there. God's just doing so many things here this morning.
Okay, we have a salvation here. Salvation. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Hallelujah. He just prayed the sinner's prayer.
Amen.
No more whatever he's been doing. We're not going to talk about it. But we believe that God, you're going to be a new person in Christ Jesus. Say, I love you, Lord.
I love you, Lord.
I will no longer sin.
No longer sin.
But if I do, I will ask you to forgive me immediately.
Forgive me immediately.
Because you died upon the cross for me, a sinner.
You died upon the cross for me.
Dr. Vaughn, come up here, please. Let's lay hands on this gentleman. He's going to be a new creature in Christ Jesus, receiving Christ. Come, put their hands up. Put your hands up and praise God.
Okay. Now, this man is coming into the kingdom of God right now. He wants to get saved. So if there's anybody else out there and you didn't come earlier, this is your chance, okay? You can... In fact, you know, if you want to get saved like this man, why don't you just come down here right now? Come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on. Anybody left that wants their soul to be saved today? You want a home in heaven and you want to be sure you get a home in heaven? Come on down quickly because I'm going to pray with him right now. Okay. Why don't you pray after me, and anybody else who wants to be saved can do the same. Dear Jesus, is anybody coming? Okay, thank you. We're just to the dear Jesus right now, so we have plenty of time. Hallelujah. Just stay right there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Anyone else? Don't miss out on this. I mean, this decision is for eternity. You know how long that is? No, but it's longer than you want to be in hell, I can tell you for sure. Come on. This is it. This is the chance.
Dr. Vaughn, I feel there's some others too right here. Come on, just join the group right together. Come forward. The Bible says if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I mean, he'll wipe those sins. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Salvation, come on. Oh, I love this. This is wonderful. Praise God. And those that have been playing church, this is a good time to come forward too. Come on. Yeah, come on. Let's surrender our lives and tell right here. Let's line up right here. We're going to pray the prayer. Pastor, this is salvation. This is the calling that God has brought into your life. I want you to pray the prayer of salvation to these people. Isn't this wonderful? From young to adults. Oh, this is great. Praise God. Oh, I didn't hear. Okay. Right here. Over here. Step right over there. Come on. Stretch your hands out right now towards these people. They're receiving the greatest of miracle of all right now, the miracle of salvation. Come on. I'm proud of you. Pastor, have them all pray together. That'd be great. Come on, right here.
Well, let's all just pray together. That way it's seamless. Praise the Lord. I want all of us, if you know the Lord, it's a prayer of rededication. If you don't know the Lord, it's a prayer of salvation right now. Pray with me. Father, in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
I come to you now.
I come to you.
Believing with all my heart.
Believing with all my heart.
That your Son Jesus Christ,
your Son Jesus Christ,
died on the cross for all my sins, forgive all my sins, Jesus,
change me now,
help me to be the person that I desire to be. I believe, I receive, I'm born again, I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus. Amen. Thank God I'm saved.
Hallelujah.
Can I hear you say it? Thank God I'm saved. Can you say that, sir? Amen.
Okay. Isn't this wonderful? Look at this.
Yeah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I pray, Father, for this couple right here. Bless their ministry right now in the name of Jesus. I don't know what ministry it is, but God's got a ministry for you. What's your ministry?
Just for a few moments.
To finance the kingdom of God.
All right, come here. We like you. Pastor?
Yes, sir.
You know this couple right here?
Yes.
They're a beautiful couple, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
You know what their ministry is? To see people saved, right? That's what it is. It's not about finances. It's about being like this right here. People are coming to the knowledge of Christ.
They love that.
And this is what their ministry is. And they'll do whatever it takes to see that happen. And you're plugged into the right church. You know that, don't you? Come on, Pastor. Let's do this together. Let's pray. Because we're gonna pray finances. We're going to pray being so blessed that you're going to be able to underwrite all kinds of ministries and to see where you can't go. They'll go. Come on, Pastor.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we just join our faith with the Burrells today. We thank you, Lord, that they love you with all their heart. They're committed to the kingdom of God. They're committed to this church. They're committed to winning souls to Jesus. And Father, we speak the word. We say, sin now, prosperity. Sin now. We receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. Any hindrance, nothing shall hinder. No hindrance. We just receive the blessing of God, which maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. In Jesus. Woo. Jesus' name. There we go. Amen. Do you believe that?
Yes.
All right. There we go. We stay plugged in.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
I can't follow where everyone's going here.
Well, it's happening everywhere, Pastor.
That's all right.
We're losing control is what's happening.
Oh, that's fine with me.
But God is in control.
That's fine with me.
God is in control.
You got it.
Amen. 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 I've got something. Well, I went to your sound booth right here. You got a very nice gentleman there, great people working, and they're going to try to find a cable to connect to this, what do I call this, iPad, right? Because I've got some music on here. I've got something that speaks about heaven.
Wow.
That I want to play. But we're going to need a cable so they can connect this so it'll come through the speakers.
Can we do it?
We're working on it right now.
Okay.
Meanwhile, let's keep these miracles coming is what I say. Yeah. Because I'm telling you, you guys got more than you bargained for when you came to church. Oh, man. God didn't get me up. Let me tell you something. I don't get up like this, especially if I'm playing concerts and I'm on a tour. But the Lord, ask Dr. Vaughn, I called immediately. I said, listen, I've got to go to church. Where are we going? The Lord laid it on my heart. Now I know why he sent us here. For this, right here. To see these lives touched right here, brought into the kingdom of God. And I know the heart that you've got, Pastor. I know the heart that your wife, has always had. Come here. I know her heart, the sweetness of her presence being part of your ministry. Dr. Vaughn, come here. Come here. Come here. Let's all right now. Oh, come on, folks. If you ever prayed.